京外国语大学，北京外语音像出版社。
The Beijing Foreign Languages Audio-Visual Publishing House. Beijing Foreign Studies University.
声妙想英文绘本第八集，毛发恐怖事件。
Hair scare. On Monday night, Jamie was in a bad mood. His dad wouldn't let him stay up late to watch the football match on television.
Just you wait,
shouted Jamie down the stairs past Charlie Dog.
Just you wait until I'm grown up. Then we'll see who's the boss round here.
Charlie Dog squirmed and tried to hide. He didn't like people shouting.
I wish I was grown up right now, Jamie yelled. Just you wait.
Jamie fell asleep.In his dream, something was tickling his face. Thinking it was Charlie Dog, he reached out to cuddle him. But it wasn't. The tickle got worse, and Jamie sneezed.
Achoo!
He put his hand to his mouth and felt something rough and itchy under his nose.Like a scrubbing brush. He jumped out of bed and ran over to the mirror. He couldn't believe what he saw.
It was a mustache.
What's that on your face, Jamie? Said his mum in the morning.
Make sure you wash it off before you go to school.
Jamie went into the bathroom.But no matter how hard he scrubbed, he couldn't get it off. In school, Mrs. Moore said,
Very nice, Jamie, but we're all going to carry on with our work while you go and clean it off, aren't we, class?
Yes, Mrs. Moore, said everyone.
So Jamie went to the washroom, but it still wouldn't come off.
What's all this I hear about a moustache, Jamie? Said his dad when he came home from work.
He took one look and burst out laughing.
That's very good, he said. If I didn't know better, I'd think it was real.
But it is real, cried Jamie. That's what I keep telling everyone.
Don't be silly, said his dad. It's just something you've stuck on your lip. Come over here, and we'll have it off in next to no time.
Ow! That hurts! Yelled Jamie. Ow!
By Wednesday morning, the moustache had grown right down over Jamie's mouth.He had to lift it out of the way to spoon his cornflakes in. And when he tried to talk, it was just like having a scarf over his mouth. No one could hear a word he said.
Mum got the scissors out of the drawer and tried to cut some of it off.
But by the time Jamie got to school, it was back again.Even longer than before. Jamie's mum took him to the doctor. Dr. Thapper said, 6 was rather young to have a moustache, but apart from that, he was fine.
Mum took him to the hairdresser. Mandy couldn't get rid of it either, so she put some gel on.
There, she said.You look like a film star.
When Jamie's dad got home, he took out his electric razor. He managed to shave one side off, but before he could finish, the first side had grown back again.
Keep still.
That tickles.
Buzz. On Thursday, Jamie woke up with a tickle on his chin.
Oh no!
He cried, running over to the mirror. Sure enough, it was covered in thousands of tiny dots, as if someone had attacked him with a felt-tip pen. When he rubbed it, it was all rough and stubbly, just like Dad's, first thing in the morning. His mother wrote a note for school.
Dear Mrs. Moore, it said, I'm sorry that Jamie has a beard. I know it's against the rules, but we can't seem to do anything about it.
The beard grew and grew, and by Friday morning it reached down to Jamie's knees. It got in the way when he was putting on his clothes. It got in the way when he was brushing his teeth, too. When he tried to go down for breakfast, it got caught up in his feet, and he nearly fell down the stairs. Mind you, at playtime, it came in quite handy as a skipping rope. Laura held one end, and all the class took turns to jump over it. But by the time the bell went to go indoors, they had twirled Jamie's beard round and round so much that it was all in a tangle. They had to send for Mrs. Moore to come out and untie all the knots. On Saturday morning, when Jamie went to brush his hair, there wasn't any on top of his head. His father took one look and laughed.
Oh dear, he said. You're going bald, just like your old dad.
It was too much for Jamie. He ran up to his room, pulling Charlie Dog behind.
I'm sorry, I said I want to be grown up, he cried at the top of his voice.
Poor Charlie Dog squirmed. He didn't like people shouting.
I don't want to be grown up any more, Jamie yelled. I just want to be six.
What's all that shouting? Said Jamie, sitting up in bed.
He brushed something hairy away from under his nose. It was Charlie Dog's tail. He felt his chin. Instead of a beard, there was nothing but smooth, clean skin. He felt under his nose, and there was no hair there either. Then he put his hand on top of his head, and there was lots of hair.
Yes, cried Jamie. It was only a dream, and I'm six again.
What's all that shouting, Jamie? Said his mum, coming into the room. Are you all right?
Oh, yes, Mum, said Jamie. It was just that silly Charlie Dog giving me a bad dream.
Charlie Dog crawled under the bed, and Jamie rolled over and went back to sleep.